Time now for your letters. Anne Hawke's piece about gestational surrogacy drew a number of emails, including this one from William Thurman of Thomaston, Georgia. Michael Elks apparently paid over $100,000 for the three children he fathered. Is there any indication that he loved the woman who donated her eggs? No. Is there any indication that he loved the woman who birthed the triplets? Not at all. He simply bought and paid for three children in a new slant on trafficking in human flesh. And then, of course, since he apparently had no intention of being a stay-at-home dad, he had to hire yet another woman to tend and care for the children. This woman would seem to have a large share of the responsibility for rearing the children. Does he love this woman? Not that we could tell. He seems to have brought children into the world without any experience of love, except his egocentric love of himself and his desire to experience fatherhood. Our story on Catholic bishops struggling with the issue of communion for Catholic politicians who support abortion drew a number of emails, like this one from Gary Welch of Lynn, Massachusetts. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has voiced their opinion that Catholic politicians are obliged to work toward changing what the Catholic Church defines as morally defective laws, specifically abortion rights. The implied threat is that of withholding communion from those politicians upholding a woman's right to choose. However, in the past, the Church has also been quite vocal in its opposition to the death penalty and to war. Will the Church show consistency in extending their sanctions to all politicians who favor capital punishment and who voted for our involvement in Iraq, or will they only follow their beliefs when it serves their political purpose? Sean Radcliffe enjoyed Karen Michelle's piece on TiVo and the future of television advertising, but thought she left something out. Without commercials constantly harping products and ideas, how do we as consumers know what to buy or believe? He writes, I find myself at a loss when I go to the supermarket, unable to choose between two brands of cereal. There's no jingle or catchy phrase dancing in my head to push me toward one brand or the other. I also fear that if I continue to fast forward through the copious political commercials tucked between the segments of my favorite shows, I will not know who to vote for when Election Day rolls around. My mind has become a blank slate, devoid of opinions and product cravings. Write to us. Our email address is WESUN, that's WESUN, at npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.